Festive events turn Diamond Valley and Longview into winter wonderlands this weekend. Light Up Diamond Valley kicks off the holiday season there on Saturday, December 7th with activities that offer something for everyone, according to the town of Diamond Valley. Festivities begin in Turner Valley with the High Country SPCA Market at the Flair and Derrick Community Hall from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Turner Valley businesses will have special deals and activities throughout the day. In Black Diamond, residents of High Country Lodge will be holding their annual cookie sale and bazaar from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and there will be a hunt for Santa's reindeer at Gray Park near the Lions Campground during the day. More festivities take place from 5 to 9 p.m. in Black Diamond. Family-friendly activities downtown include wagon rides from the municipal building on Center Avenue, and families will be able to meet Santa at the Stop Coffee House or warm up at outdoor fire pits. Over 30 local businesses in Black Diamond will have holiday specials and free goodies like s'mores or marshmallows, hot drinks, hot dogs, snacks or other treats, prizes, a holiday movie night, or samples. Diamond Valley is working on a new municipal development plan that the town says will guide growth in the town for the next 20-plus years and will be gathering feedback during the event. Information booths will be set up outside the Flair and Derrick from 2 to 3:30 p.m. and near the corner of Government Road and Center Avenue in Black Diamond from 5:30 to 8 p.m. For more information, visit Diamond Valley. Town, light up. The Village of Longview is holding a light up of its own on Saturday, December 7th, and volunteers muster an impressive number of Christmas lights for the event. "We have, pretty well, more lights per capita than anywhere else in Alberta," Light Up Longview Vice President Belinda McKenzie said. "I would say we put out at least 10,000 lights." Light up activities take place at the village's campground starting at about 5 p.m., where there will be bonfires, popcorn and hot dogs, hot chocolate, and ice skating if the weather cooperates. "The event usually winds down at 7 or 8 p.m., McKenzie said. "When the sun goes down, that's when the lights will come on, and it goes until whatever time people want to stick around and have bonfires for," she said. "If it's very cold, people don't stay long, and if it's warmer, people stay later." The Light Up Your House contest is taking place again this year, and people can tour the town to see decorated homes and businesses and can vote on their favorites. There are washrooms and a cookhouse at the campground where people can warm up if the weather is cold.